Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this special edition of Team Liberty Radio. As of yesterday's show, I told everyone I would be having a special show tonight, a debate recap, and here we are live on the air. I was honestly during the day deciding whether I should do it or not, or should I go ahead and wait to do it tomorrow night. But as we got further and further along during the debate, I said, heck, why not? I'm wired anyway from listening to the debate. So we're going ahead and doing it. We're going to hit it full force for the next 28 minutes and 55 seconds covering the debate. But before we dig into that, folks, I was out and about today. And before I go on, I would love to have anybody's questions, comments on the debate tonight. Our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. Or if you're listening via the web, you can hit us up on the chat board. And just like on the calls, I will take your questions, comments, retorts. Because one thing about this show, you do have the right to free speech. I may agree or disagree with you, but you do have the right to speak your mind on my show. But back when I was talking about earlier today, I was out in the city of Winston-Salem today, out just taking me a personal day. Well, work has been getting very stressful, and everybody needs a day where they can get their thoughts together, re-energize their body. But I actually saw Hillary Kane 2016 signs. No, I'm not talking about the Hillary for prison, but actual campaign signs. And I do need to post this on social media and let everybody see it. But I turned around. It was right there on Silas Creek Parkway, right before Silas Creek crosses over Business 40. And I turned around, I went back, and I talked to the gentleman. And for once, everyone, I wasn't wearing my Hillary for Prison shirt. I had on one of my Native American shirts. I did have on my Don't Tread on Me hat. And I turned around and talked to this gentleman. This guy was an older gentleman. He said he was in his 80s. I believe he actually said he was 81. And he's been in politics since 1970. He was for Goldwater, which anybody who does not know anything about Goldwater, he was the first independent, I guess you would say, constitutionalist. Was not part of the big party, Democrat or Republican Party. He was for him, then for Bush, then for Obama. Switch sides, went to Obama, now he's for Clinton. Well, this gentleman was a war veteran, and I did thank him for his service to our country, which we need to thank all vets for their service. You know, I disagree who he's voting for. I never did tell him, I'll be honest, I never did tell him that I was a Trump supporter because I wanted to hear his opinions. I was asking him questions. Now, when I did ask him a question about the emails, he changed the subject really quick. And also, when I asked him about her health issues, he didn't want to talk about that. But I cannot believe I actually saw and spoke to a Hillary supporter out today. And I did ask him if I could record an interview with him, which he declined. And I can understand that. But I would love to have got his words on tape for everyone. I should have done it. But out of respect to being a journalist, I do hold my journalistic creed highly. And I could not record our conversation without his permission and still be a fair and honest journalism. But I wish I could let everyone hear in his own words what he said about Hillary and how brainwashed mainstream media makes everybody, because he was given the exact talking points that you'd hear on CNN, the Clinton News Network, NBC, the national broadcast for Clinton Network, and ABC, the America Broadcast Clinton Network, and CBS, the Clinton Broadcast Network. And if anybody was watching the debate on NBC tonight, they would be disgusted at the end of it, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But I was listening and watching debate with one of my friends, and my friend is really not much into politics like I am. Me and him had some disagreements on politics, and we have gone, because of our disagreements, a few weeks without talking to each other, but that's good because everybody will not agree with everybody on every subject. And that is good. We need the healthy debates or healthy talks with each other. But we was watching this debate, and I tell you what, I was listening to it objectively, and this is the longest I've ever listened to Hillary Clinton talk. I cannot stand listening to her chat. I cannot listen to her talk. But Trump knocked it out of the park. He destroyed her during the debate, and every time that he would say something that would prove that she is a consummate liar, she would get this deer in the headlight look and just be like, what am I supposed to do now? Now, one thing I wish Trump had really called her out on was her health issues, but he hinted around at it, talking about she took days off instead of being on the campaign trail right before this debate from Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. And she came up with an excuse. She was prepared for the debate when everybody knows that she's dealing with these health issues and she's really unfit health-wise to be the commander-in-chief, as a lot of people saw tonight. But Trump literally destroyed her during the debate. For every lie that she spewed out of her rotten mouth, Trump was busting her on it. But then Lester Holt, anytime Trump would get any good momentum and start destroying her, Lester Holt would jump in to try to interrupt Trump. And near the end of the debate, Trump finally, and in my opinion, cut her into her place. Trump finally put Lester Holt in his place and said, "You want me to answer your question? Quit interrupting me." We have a caller on the line, and they have a question. Let's go to this caller and see what they thought of the debate. Caller, you're on the Team Liberty Radio Debate Recap Show. What did you think about the debate?
Hey, Shane, it's good to talk with you. I thought, you know, the debate was very interesting tonight. I thought that I think, you know, of course, the pundits on NBC and on the mainstream media channels are going to try to spin it their direction. But I honestly thought that Trump, while he's not a professional debater and he didn't have the, you know, the eloquence that many debaters have, I still think that he nailed her on several different issues. And I think if you were to look at the body language, that's one thing I was looking at with her, is that you could tell that he definitely called her out on a bunch of issues.
Yeah, he did. He destroyed her. And every time that he would nail her on one of her lies that she spewed out of her rotten, venomous mouth, she'd get the look on her face like, oh, crap, he just caught me again.
Well, one thing I wish he had done that he didn't do, and that is when they were talking about the nuclear arms race and talking about that going on, I wish he had mentioned something about, which he did to some degree, but had mentioned more about the issue of Iran and how, you know, she was concerned that terrorists may get nuclear arms, but the Iran deal makes it very possible that they could.
Exactly, and she was a big supporter of that Iran deal.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And
I mean, like I said, if you're looking for the eloquence of a professional debater, I mean, you know, the whole debate didn't have that tonight, but I do think that as far as on several points, I think he called her out on many different things, and the question is now, you know, how many people. Of course, you know, that there are some, you know, those who are entrenched with Trump and those who are entrenched with Clinton. The big question is the people in the middle, you know, who convinced whom of those different issues, and that's going to be the big determining factor, I think.
Exactly, and if anybody, these people are, as I call them, in the middle, on the fence riders, if this debate did not show them who they need to vote for, then I don't know what will.
Well, I also think it's going to be very interesting when they have the vice presidential debate, because I think Pence is going to do a much better job than Kane will in that debate, and I think that's really going to be a very interesting debate too. Of course, we have two more presidential debates, you know, to go along with this, but I think the vice presidential debate is going to be really one worth watching too.
I agree with that, and I'm usually this. I'll be honest with everybody. Yes, I am into politics, but this is the first time I have ever sat and watched a whole debate. I mean, even when I was before I had to take my break for my show, I did not watch none of the Obama debate because both sides wasn't worth a flip, Obama or Romney. And this time, I guess it's more as I got into a journalist, I've had to focus. You have to watch both sides to get the truth facts out of the situation. But the Pence-Kane vice presidential debate on October 4th is going to be magnet drawing to bring votes over to each side. And I'll be honest, I think Pence will destroy Kane. Yes, I know Kane is from our neighboring state of Virginia, but I talked to family that I have in Virginia. This guy is an idiot. He's nothing but a lapdog for the globalists, just like Hillary Clinton is. But talking about other presidents, go ahead, sir.
Well, I was getting ready to say, I think, you know, they were talking on the news, you know, agencies, you know, NBC and some of the other outlets were talking about the people in the middle and who would be affected. I'm kind of wondering if the vice presidential debate may have more of an impact on the people in the middle than necessarily even the presidential debates will. And so I think it's going to be really intriguing and really interesting to see what happens. Would you say it was October 4th, I think it was?
Yes, I didn't know when it was going to be until the pundits on NBC said it was going to be on October the 4th.
But I think that one's going to be one to watch, and that's going to be very interesting and very intriguing to see how that goes, because I have a feeling, because, you know, just call it spade, neither candidate is very favorable in the American public eye, whether that's fair or not. You know, even still, that neither candidate is real favorable. But I think the vice presidential race or the vice presidential debate may have more of an impact in swaying the swing voters more so than the debate we saw tonight.
And, you know, with you saying that, that's got me doing some thinking. And people listening to my show, you know that I question Trump's choice of Pence as his vice president. From just watching and learning what I did about Pence, my studies of Pence as governor and also, I believe, congressman for the state of Indiana. But with you saying that, maybe in why Trump selected Pence as his vice president, nobody can accuse Donald Trump of not being a smart man. And that may be the exact reason why he chose Pence as his vice president.
Well, I think this is something that everybody has to remember, that there's a lot riding on this presidential election, primarily because due to the fact that the next president is going to select at least one, if not two or three, Supreme Court justices in their tenure. So this whoever is in the office will probably influence the next 30 years of government in either direction. And so you have there's a big decision to be made, and it's going to be interesting how it goes either way.
Exactly. This is a crucial time in American history. We are living in actual history right now. And anybody that says that it is boring to be alive right now, I want to ask them this one question. How dumbed down and how brain dead are you? Have you drunk too much of the government's Kool-Aid to not realize the implications of what is happening, the history that you are living in right now? We're on that fine, slippery slope, tilting either way, and this election is going to be the one to decide which way do we go, George, which way do we go? Do we go to prosperity or do we go to complete tyranny?
Well, and I do have a question for you, Shane, and I was meaning to ask you this earlier. I heard over the weekend that a big Clinton supporter was some type of a globalist individual who had ties back with the Nazi regime. Have you heard anything about that and who that may be?
You are talking about George Soros, the Nazi collaborator who sold out his own people, own Jewish people, to Hitler in Germany to make a quick buck.
Yeah, that's what that person had told me, something about that. They couldn't think of the name of the person, but that's identical to at least to the background of the person the person was telling me about.
Another key point about George Soros, he is a big funder of this hate group, Black Lives Matter. I can't recall the exact figure, but it's either 100 million or 10 million or 100 million. I'm thinking it's 100 million that he has donated to the group Black Lives Matter. And speaking, since we're talking about the blacks, during the debate, I want to see if you thought the same thing about this too, brother, that when they was talking about the inner cities on the debate, Trump brought out a very good point that the inner cities are in trouble. They need help. But Hillary, playing her little word game semantics, basically was saying that the inner cities was just fine. They're holding their own. Tell me if I read that wrong, but isn't that how delusional she is, saying that the inner cities are fine when they're in a mass chaos?
Well, see, I thought that was that's a good point to bring up, because I think that's part of the problem. There's a lot of problems in the inner cities. There's not a lot of jobs. There's a lot of people suffering in the inner city environment. And for her to say that everything's fine, I think is very delusional on her part to consider that. Now, you know, and so the media is going to spin it the way they want to spin it, but just to me, it didn't seem like that showed a lot of integrity. It seemed like it showed a lot of, having a great deal of reality, in what's going on, because there needs to be some reform to bring better jobs in the inner cities and to help individuals in the inner cities, because there's a lot of people impoverished. Of course, there's a lot of people impoverished in the Appalachian Mountains too. I mean, so there needs to be a lot of reform in several different places and several different areas. And of course, you could even bring up the whole issue with the coal mining in West Virginia, how that's been a big issue for those folks up there too. So there needs to be a lot of reform done, and I think it's kind of the best term I can say is delusional on her part to think that everything is fine in the inner cities.
Exactly, and that's you nailed the nail on the head right there. Delusional. All these globalist elitists are ones that want to be in the global elite class, like Hillary and Tim Kaine. They are delusional. They don't see nothing wrong with the world. They're looking through rose-colored glasses who think that everything is fine. Well, reality check, as there's a show that I like to watch, well, not more because it's getting stupid, but there's one thing they like to say on it, and if the guy hits a button, he goes, "Dummy, yeah." Well, that's what I say about all these global elitists, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, "Dummy, yeah."
Just a wild, bizarre time that we live in, that's for sure.
Exactly. It is a very bizarre time that we live in. But, brother, what else did you find interesting about the debate tonight?
Well, several parts that I thought the most humorous aspect was where they were asking Trump to release the bank financial statements, and he said that he would the moment she released the contents of the 3,500 emails that she had deleted. I thought that was, and the look on her face was just absolutely, was priceless. But, I think there were several moments like that. Now, I do think that, to playing devil's advocate, there were a few times later in the debate where I think Trump struggled a little bit more than he did at the earlier stages of the debate, just to be fair on both sides. But, I think a lot of the points, in my opinion, went in favor of Trump. Of course, now, a lot of the pundits on the media are not going to see it that way. And, a lot of folks who are looking for a very streamlined debate, a very, professionally sounding debate, they may not have gotten that tonight. But I do think on a lot of points it definitely went for him. But I guess time will tell. That's going to be the big thing. I think they both said it right, where it's just going to be up to the American people to decide how this thing goes.
Yeah, because Hillary already has her, and I hate to call them this, brain-dead, moronic supporters who, no matter how much you show them the facts, are going to yell two or three terms. They're going to yell conspiracy theorist, they're going to call you racist, or they're just going to look at you and go, "Huh?" But going back to the emails, you did bring a good point up. When Trump said he'd release his tax returns when Hillary releases all them emails, the look on her face was priceless on that. But one thing people need to know, that when you're being audited, you cannot release your tax refunds. I looked that up. You cannot release your tax returns when you are being audited. That's what Hillary is trying to play on people's lack of knowledge, I guess, the best way to say.
Yeah, that's probably true.
They like to play these word games and semantics. So we're closing down here. We're going into the last 4 minutes and 30 seconds of the show. But I like Hillary's attack at the end when she brought up when Trump attacked Rosie O'Donnell when Rosie had said some very nasty things to her. But Hillary didn't say it was a Rosie. Trump brought that point up. But, see, that's what they're saying. They used Hillary was like, he's a woman hater. He said mean things to women. I'm sorry, Hillary. Put your big boy pants on a big woman pants up and shut your mouth. You ain't as innocent as you like people to think you are.
Well, see, I think that's the problem. You know, the whole mentality of bringing something that happened several years ago. I mean, yeah, a person may have been in the wrong for saying this or saying that, but you know, people can change. And I think the whole thing we need to look at is not what a person did several years ago, but what a person is now. Now, is either one of them perfect? No. I mean, is either one of them a perfect candidate? Well, certainly not. And I think that's part of the problem that people are having them, because I don't know that either one of them is a perfect candidate. But I think what you really have to look at and the deciding factor is who are they going to put in these leadership roles whenever they get in office. And, you know, I think anyone who's concerned about the status of a country, I think that's going to be a big decisive factor and how the vote goes.
Exactly. And one thing I will say on this is that when Trump did bring up a good point, and I thought about it after he said it, and all Hillary's ads, she attacked him, misrepresented things on him. But if you've seen any of Trump's ads on TV, he's took the high road. What does that show you? That's one quality I will say about Trump. He will take the low road, but he will also call a spade, though.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about it. I was speaking with someone who was on the fence about this, and they saw, you know, one of the Clinton ads, you know, being promoted on television, and they thought that was a real dirty, real low blow, because what she's doing is propagating the same type of thing that she's accusing him of doing. And, you know, she's running these ads that has vulgarities on there. I mean, yeah, he shouldn't have said some of the things that he said, you know, and I think anyone will admit that. But at the same time, she's promoting that on primetime television where there are kids who are there who are going to hear this and get the general gist of it. And it's just as dirty, if not more so, than the sound bites that she's promoting.
Exactly. And we're in the last 90 seconds. We are going over to a little bit of overtime, not long, because I know I have to get up early for work in the morning, and you have to also, brother. But,
oh, absolutely.
But we are going over to continue the last few points right here. But this, I'm just going to fill up with this until and finish my last point in an overdrive, as I like to call my extra 15 minutes, which it will no way be 15 minutes. I can guarantee you that, folks. But when Hillary was attacking Trump there at the end, I liked how Trump took the high road, made his point, and called it an end right there. But we're heading to 15 seconds right now. I'm going to hit our break music real quick, and we're going into overtime. You can either hear it, call in, or listen to us on the podcast online. We'll be back after this quick break. we're back in this short edition of Overdrive for now. And one of my last 2 points, I got 2 points I want to make before we call this show a wrap. The first is about these so-called pundits for NBC and all these globalist mouthpiece networks, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, Fox News, ABC. And on Fox, it depends on who the show is. Hannity, Sean Hannity, I got a lot of respect for him. He's finally waking up to what is going on around. And there is some rumors that he could be, when his contract's up with Fox, not have his show renewed, which would be a big mistake on Fox because he's one of their heavy hitters on there, bringing in a lot of viewers for Fox with his show. But Chuck Todd on NBC, I don't like saying this out loud, but this guy is a freaking moronic idiot. Him, and I just have the greatest respect for Tom Brokaw, but tonight I lost all respect for him. As all of them on NBC covering the debate was twisting the whole debate in favor of Hillary Clinton when Trump killed her on the debate, and if it was going by a boxing scorecard on this, I wouldn't give him a TKO because Hillary did draw some points, but it would have to be a majority decision that Trump won this state. Wouldn't you agree on that, brother?
Well, you know, I think Trump brought up some very valid points throughout the whole entire debate. But you know, this is the sickening thing about it is you watch a lot of the mainstream media companies. It doesn't matter if it's Trump. It doesn't matter who it is. They have a candidate that they're going to push and they're going to promote. You can even see it at the end of the debate. They had one person they were showing shaking hands, and there was another that they just basically ignored. And, you know, I think anyone who has any type of logical sense whatsoever can see this. I mean, there's definitely one they're promoting. And so they're not promoting an unbiased report. They're just showing one side of it, the side that they want. And it isn't, I mean, and this isn't the same only in this election. It was the same in the last election and probably the last two or three elections, if you were to take a look at it. You know, they have their chosen candidate, and that's the one they're going to promote. And anyone who has sense will see that. You know, that's why I think it's probably better if you're going to watch the debate, turn it off after the debate's over, because you're just going to get a lot of spin afterwards. It'll be interesting to see what's said on talk radio, because you have a conservative voice on talk radio. That will be the real interesting thing to see what's said on talk radio.
Exactly. And you know I'll be listening to talk radio come tomorrow, listening to what's going to be happening on this. But before I end this, I want to say one thing. It will not surprise me, and I did not know this till today when I was doing a little research and a little studying, that in most debates, the candidates sign agreements not to intimidate or whatever each other, or sign agreements to have debates. Yeah, they announced today there'd be two more presidential debates after the debate, but it would not surprise me if after Hillary's bad showing tonight, that they did not have any more presidential debates.
I think they'll probably at least have one more. I mean, whether they have all three of them, that's a big question. You know, they may have another one. I don't know, but you may be right. I guess it's going to depend on what takes place in the days and weeks ahead.
And I think that's why they tried to spin it so quick for Hillary on NBC at the end of the debate when they was going to the pundits, because they know she had a bad showing tonight. And I still say that's why they went to the pundits real quick to try to spend it in the favor of Hillary.
Well, and I'm curious too. I was kind of hoping to hear something about, you know, national security, about how to secure I mean, you heard a little bit about it, but I was hoping to hear a little bit more about each candidate's plan to secure the nation and to offer better protection in the nation against terrorism, and you really didn't hear that much about it.
I think we would have if Trump did not bring up the fact that he was endorsed by 200 generals by the ICE, which is Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency. He picked up that endorsement over the weekend, or I believe it was today, and also of a bunch of the Border Patrol agents. He picked up a lot of support from them over the weekend and today. So I bet you if that had not happened, we would have heard more on national security immigration than what we did tonight.
Yeah, I was just curious mainly on their primarily on their views on terrorism and how to protect the nation. I mean, you really just didn't, like you say, I mean, maybe the reason they didn't go in that direction, but I'm surprised we didn't hear more about that.
That is true, and I'm glad you said terrorism, because there was this one point that Hillary kept trying to get across, and that was Trump has no plan, says he has a secret plan for ISIS, but he won't show us that secret plan. Well, duh, you big dummy, Hillary. How do you think, even though you and Obama fund ISIS, I know there's going to be some disagreement on that, but that's how ISIS knows what we're going to do. Bush, Obama, and Hillary gives ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the playbook of what we're going to do beforehand. They know what we're going to do before we do it, folks. And she won't say, well, tell us what you're going to do on ISIS, Trump. Tell us what you're going to do. No, I like what Trump's doing. Keep it secret. Don't let them know what you're going to do. And surprise, let them find it out when we hit them. Thank you.
Just common sense.
Exactly. And, I could go on and on, but we're going to call it a wrap right now and end this show. And I hope this showed a lot of defense writers who they need to vote for. And I hope they paid real close attention to the debate of what each candidate said. I already made my mind up when Rand Paul dropped out who I was going to vote for. And I know there's some people, as one of my friends earlier that I was talking to, they said they've been on the fence, but this debate proved to them who they are going to vote for. And I'm glad to hear them say that. But this election will make or break this country. I thought I'd never see it in my lifetime, but here we are, folks. The decision is yours. Do you want to stay by the Constitution, prosperity, or do you want to go more into a tyrannical government? The choice is yours. You better pray to the Father upstairs to give you the insight, wisdom, which to choose. For Team Liberty Radio, this is Shane LaCroix. And, brother, do you have any final parting words before we sign off for the evening?
No, I thought you did a good show, and look forward to talking to you very soon.
Okay, have a good evening, brother.
You do.
But folks, this is our time to turn this country around. But we got to make sure we do it the right way, folks. Pray to your Heavenly Father to let you know what is going on, to give you the insight and the wisdom. Because we're living in wicked times, controlled by wicked people. And the more I study the word, the more it sounds like it's describing what is going on today. Well, folks, this is Shane LaCroix for Team Liberty Radio, and we will be back at our normal time next Sunday at 6 p.m. for your weekly dose of truth. As we sign off with this, God bless and good evening, folks.